Right now, I want you to position yourself comfortably so that you're allowing your body to be fully supported by your chair or your bed or whatever is supporting you. Your head, your neck, and your spine should all be straight, fully aligned. Now, take a couple of deep, full breaths. Deep into the chest and then out. Deep into the chest and exhale. Try to breathe as deep as you can, sending the warm energy of your breath to every part of your body, especially those areas where you might be feeling some strain or some tension. Deep in and then breathe out. Feel all of that discomfort being released as you breathe out, as you exhale. Deep in and then exhale out. Notice how the more you breathe in and out, the more comfortable and relaxed you begin to feel. Feel the tensions and perhaps even the bad thoughts leaving your body as you breathe out. Deep in and then out. Begin to feel for just a second that your mind is empty and free of all worries and bad thoughts. Complete stillness. Deep in and out. Both physically and emotionally, you're beginning to feel relaxed and quiet. Your mind becoming empty and free. As you continue to relax, you can feel the presence of God watching over you, smiling at all the good that He has created in you. You're feeling so blessed, knowing that God loves you. It's almost like you can sense Him covering you with a warm blanket of love. As God's blanket warms you, you know for certain that you are covered in His protection, His strength, and with His love. And now, let yourself absorb what you're about to hear. I know that when I can model Jesus and forgive myself and others for things that have happened in the past, that I begin to feel free. I'm beginning to understand that the more I can let go of things that I cannot control, the more peace I feel. I know now I need no longer to be motivated by guilt or fear or resentment. God is with me. With God's help, I can now do things only out of love and my joy of life. I'm beginning to see the beauty in others and the miracle of God's creation, the love that He feels for everyone, including me. In addition to opening myself to God's love, I also invite assistance from my friends and from my family, past, present, and future. I want them to lend me their support and their strength. And I know that their love complements the love that God has for me. Now, as I look inside my own body, I can see, I can feel this renewed energy that God's love has given me, including the rebuilding of new cells within my body, new and vital and healthy. God has made this happen. I can see that my mind is sharpening as I become aware of my new, positive outlook on life and as I feel God's love. And I now know that my mind is unburdened by fear, guilt, and false expectations. I have totally forgiven those who may have wronged me in the past. I will give them the same grace that God gives to me. I will love them as God loves me. I now know that I can begin to see the beauty in others and the beauty in my surroundings. And I'm aware that all of this beauty and love was created by God. I can see God's wonderful, bright light shining into the darkened spaces of my mind, loosening and destroying the bad thoughts that sometimes come over me. I can see God's wonderful light on guard, protecting my mind from bad thoughts, fear, and thoughts of guilt. I know that as long as I keep God in my life, my soul has been healed and He will keep me safe forever. I am amazed at the release of so much positive energy into my body. And I look forward to using this new energy to live my life the way God intended. The fog around me is dissolving. God made this happen. I can feel my mind sharpening, my energy increasing, my love of others and myself growing. God has given me this growing and heightened sense of well-being, and I thank Him for it. I thank God for giving me this renewed courage, this renewed strength and resourcefulness. And I know that God is proud of me for taking this time to refocus my thoughts. And I want to thank God for all that He has given to me. And my plan now is to go forward with Christian love, aware of all that has been given to me. I'll talk with you again next week. For the Web Radio Today podcast, I'm Skip Orem. Bye, everybody.